Good morning. It's Thursday, April 16th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. A political clash is intensifying at the heart of the U.S. economy. President Donald Trump has threatened to fire Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell if he does not step down when his term ends on May 15. The dispute centers on Powell's refusal to cut interest rates despite repeated pressure from Trump. Powell has said he will stay until a successor is confirmed, citing legal precedent. Meanwhile, Republican Senator Tom Tillis has vowed to block nominee Kevin Warsh unless a Justice Department probe into Powell is dropped. Trump insists the investigation must continue. If carried out, firing Powell would mark an unprecedented break from tradition, raising fresh concerns about central bank independence. Another news. Efforts to rein in U.S. military action in Iran have hit another roadblock. The Senate has rejected, for a fourth time, a resolution that would require congressional approval to continue the war. The measure failed 52-47, largely along party lines, with Republicans backing President Trump. Democrats say they will keep introducing the resolution weekly to force accountability. Senator Rand Paul remained the only Republican to support the measure, warning that more could join if the conflict drags on. Under U.S. law, military action beyond 60 days requires congressional approval. With that deadline approaching, the political battle over war powers is likely to intensify. Around the world, violence continues despite ongoing diplomatic efforts in the Middle East. Israeli strikes in southern Lebanon have killed at least three paramedics and injured several others, according to Lebanon's health ministry. The attacks come just a day after U.S.-mediated talks between Israeli and Lebanese officials in Washington. Israel says it has targeted over 200 Hezbollah sites in recent days while urging civilians to evacuate parts of the south. The United Nations has condemned the strikes, calling them disproportionate. Meanwhile, Hezbollah officials suggest a ceasefire could be if regional pressure increases. For now, the conflict shows no clear sign of slowing. Another news. Asia is bracing for a deepening energy crisis. Japan has pledged $10 billion to help regional countries secure oil supplies amid disruptions linked to the Iran conflict. Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi announced the initiative after talks with Asian leaders, highlighting the region's heavy dependence on Middle Eastern energy. Nearly 90% of oil passing through the Strait of Hormuz is bound for Asia, making it especially vulnerable. The funding will support fuel purchases, stockpiles, and supply chains. While Japan says its own reserves remain stable, concerns are rising across the region, with some governments already urging citizens to conserve energy. Another news. Another tragedy has struck Turkey's schools. At least 9 people, including 8 students and a teacher, were killed in a shooting at a secondary school in Kahraman Maras. Officials say a 14-year-old attacker carried multiple firearms into classrooms before being killed. 13 others were injured, several critically. The attack comes just a day after another school shooting in the same region left 16 injured. Authorities have detained the suspect's father, reportedly a former police officer, as investigations continue. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan expressed condolences and wished victims a speedy recovery. The back-to-back incidents have sparked urgent questions about security and gun access. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.